This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3496 for Monday the 27th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, How I Record HPR Episodes. It is hosted by Norrist and is about 28 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, some Python to record short segments of audio.
I've been listening to HPR since the beginning, since before it was HPR. And I can't say I've listened to every episode because I skip a few, but I've listened to the majority of HPR episodes. One of my favorite correspondents from HPR way back times was Mr. Gadgets. You should look him up, host ID 155, if you haven't heard him or don't remember him. If you go back and listen to some of his old episodes, you'll consider it time well spent. So besides just having interesting topics, which Mr. Gadgets had interesting topics, he was just a good storyteller. Like, he knew how to tell a story, review a topic, and it just sort of, his episodes just moved along. They went nice and easy, and he knew real well how to get his point across. And he would record his episodes, maybe not every single one, but this is how I remember it, was that he would record his episodes in one shot without any editing. He would just start recording. And this is back when HPR had a call-in line, so you could dial a phone number and just start talking. And then through the magic of the HPR janitors, it would turn into an HPR episode. And that's how we would do all those episodes. So, I mean, it's good. He can do that. I cannot do that. So, I'm not very good at speaking off the cuff. And when I do, or when I try to, you can probably hear it now. I use a lot of filler words like and like, and I have to stop and think about what I'm going to say. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not like Mr. Gadgets. I can't just start recording and a perfect HPR episode comes out. So I made a handful of episodes to this point. And the first few I made, I tried what I thought was really the only way I knew how, where I would launch a recording app. I used my phone for the first few. I would just start the recording app, and I would just start talking. You know, I knew what I wanted to talk about, and I had some notes printed out, but I kept sort of stumbling over what I wanted to say. I would, like I'm doing now, I'd have to slow down and stop and think about what I was going to say. And there was a lot of uhs and ums, and I would have to repeat myself. So I would say a sentence and not like how it sounded. So I would pause for a second, say the same thing again, all in one big giant recording. So I would end up with like an hour of audio that I would have to edit down, and usually by the time I would edit it down, it would only be a 10 or 15 minute episode. And I would spend hours sometimes, you know, 2 or 3 hours using Audacity to remove all the sentences I said more than once. And I would even try to go through and find all the places I used a lot and try and remove all those instances where I'm just using a lot of filler words. So after I made a few episodes using the method I just described, where I would make just one big giant recording that had to be edited, I thought it'd be easier if I could make the recordings, instead of one giant file, make several small files, or at least somehow record it in smaller chunks. That way the editing would be easier. So I started looking around for ways to record short audio segments and stick them together later. I'm sort of used to Audacity. Like, I don't use it a lot, but if I had to edit an audio file, that's what I would do. And that's how I would edit these previous episodes. So I thought, okay, let me record these episodes. Let me try recording an episode directly into Audacity, but using a method that I had described where instead of just letting the recorder run the whole time, figuring out a way to pause the recording in between bits of text that I wanted to say. And I am certain that it is possible to use Audacity this way. And I had some success doing it, but it just wasn't easy for me. Like I was fumbling around with the buttons, and sometimes I would lose my place in the track, and I even tried recording multiple tracks per segment. Long story short, I know Audacity is a great tool, but for me, I couldn't use it this way to do what I wanted to do. So I started thinking about what would my ideal process be for recording HPR episodes. If I could conjure up something out of nothing to record HPR episodes, what would I want? All right. So these are sort of the things that I came up with. One, I wanted to be able to write the script out in a text file in advance. And then I wanted to simultaneously present a short segment of text while at the same time being able to record the audio for that segment of text. Then, you know, do that over and over again. And then eventually, once all the segments are recorded, have some way to stitch together all these audio segments. And then sort of as an extra feature, be able to do a little bit of post-processing. So these are some things I would do in Audacity after I would take the giant file and whittle it down. I would do a couple other steps, like trying to remove background noise and doing the truncate silence step. So I started looking around, thinking, surely there's something like this that exists, that something that's designed to let you record little snippets of audio, and then when you're finished, stick them all together. But I couldn't find anything like it, so maybe it exists. Maybe I'm just searching for it wrong, but I couldn't find it. So I thought, well, this probably isn't too hard to make, and sounds like a fun project, and my Python is okay. So I thought, well, let me take a stab at writing something like this in Python. So I wrote a script called SoloCast. I'll have a copy of the whole thing in the show notes. I'm not going to read the code out or anything like that, but I'll talk a little bit about how it works and how to use it. The dependencies for the script are pretty minimal. I use socks, the command line tool socks, to do all the audio processing and record the audio and play back the audio and apply the processing effects. So you have to have socks installed. The other requirement is the Python click module, CLICK click. Python click makes it, it's like a framework for writing command line utilities, and it makes things like arguments and help and stuff like that a lot easier. So to use the SoloCast script, you'll need to have the Python click module available. I'm not going to get into how to install Python module dependencies, because it's a bit of a hornet's nest. So I'll leave that up to you, the listener, to figure out that little bit of a dependency. But you guys are smart. You can figure it out. So like I said, one of the things I wanted was I wanted to be able to present a script or some text. So when the solo cast script launches, it looks for the a file called script.txt, which is the text that's it's going to display back to you. I've said I like the script to be segmented, so I can do just a little bit at a time. And so the solo cast breaks up the script into segments by looking for empty lines. So you put all the text together that you want displayed at one time, and then separate it with just a blank line, an empty line. So when you're writing out the script, script.txt, where all the text is going to be, you can put as much or as little as you want in the script. I like to have a lot of words. Sometimes I've had as much as, basically every word I'm going to say is typed out beforehand. So you can do it that way, or you can treat it like it's a slide deck at a presentation and only have a few bullet points. Whatever works for you, but you need to have enough text there to at least prompt you to know what you're going to talk about in that particular segment. And the whole point, really, of me writing this was to keep the segment short so I can record short pieces of audio at a time. So for me, 1 or 2 minutes is the most I like to do. I really like to keep it under a minute, 2 minutes max, but whatever you're comfortable with. The last two HPR episodes I made were about Nagios and how to install Nagios. And set up and configure the checks and blah, blah, blah. So when I use SoloCast to make those episodes, and when I did, I typed out the script.txt. I formatted it as Markdown. So whenever it came time to submit the show, just with a few tweaks I made to the script.txt, I was able to submit that as show notes, as Markdown show notes. So I'll talk a little bit about how to use the script and how it works. So you launch the Python script. You can chmod it executable and run .slash or however you want to do it. But you can run like .slash solocast and then followed by one of four commands. So the commands are record, which is, that's sort of the whole point of that. Silence, and I'll talk about what silence means in a second. Review. So review lets you kind of review the script ahead of time. And then finally, you can run solocast combine, and that will take all the recordings and stick them together. So when I first started thinking about how to make this, I was recording episodes on using a Raspberry Pi plugged into a pretty cheap USB microphone, and it worked fine. It was just really noisy. So I would record the episodes, and I'd go back in Audacity and for a blank spot, and select it and say, okay, this is a quiet part, and then use the noise removal effect in Audacity. So Sox can do something similar. But you've got to generate it's called a noise profile first. So to generate a noise profile, you record 5 seconds, or you record a few seconds of silence. And I'll have the script record 5 seconds of silence. And then you take that 5 seconds of silence and you generate a file called a noise profile. And then you can use that to remove noise from the whatever recording you're making. And the noise removal in Sox worked really well. And I'm telling you, this microphone I had was noisy. There was a lot of hissing. and it was completely gone whenever I processed it like this. So this is definitely something I would consider a killer feature for socks. So back to the silence command. So if you run solocast silence, it will say, hey, I'm about to record 5 seconds of audio or 5 seconds of silence. Press enter when you're ready. You press enter. Don't say anything because while it's doing it, that's the point. You want to get silence. And then, you know, once it gets this 5 seconds of silence, it'll generate the silence profile. Now, if you try to record audio before the silence profile has been generated, the Solocast script will sort of enforce that you have to have a silence profile first. So if you don't run Solocast silence to generate the profile first, the first time you try to record a segment, it will sort of skip to the part of the code that generates the silence profile. So you can either generate the silence profile explicitly by running Solocast silence, or you can just try to record an episode or try to record a segment, and it will it'll force you into generating the silence profile. So the next option I'll talk about real quick is the Solocast review option. So when you're recording audio, what it'll do is it'll present a little segment of text and then tell you it's about to record audio. Well, if you want, it's an optional step, but if you want, you can run Solocast review and it just presents the text without the recording step. And then you can press enter to go to the next segment and enter to go, you know, just keep pressing enter and you cycle through the segments. And this just gives you an opportunity to see how Solocast is parsing the text into segments. So you know, always do it, always run it with the review step, run through the whole thing and make sure none of the segments are too long. Or another thing that I'll do sometimes is, remember I said it will split on blank lines. Well, if you have two blank lines in there, it's going to think one of those is a segment. So you'll end up with, you know, trying to record a segment that's where there's no text presented. So that's something you can pick up too when you run the review step. So like I said, Solocast review is just basically the equivalent of running through a slide deck, like before your presentation, like you run through it real quick. So finally, we're at the meat of the script, and we can run Solocast record. So the way Solocast parses through the text and tracks the recordings is it takes the first 40 characters of a segment and uses that to generate a file name. And then whenever you record the file, it'll create a file called, you know, whatever the first 40 characters are, .wave. Or dot whatever. I'll talk about the dot whatever in a minute. So whenever you run Solocast record, parses through the script, generates a file name based on the segment text, and it will look for a file in the directory and says, okay, does this file exist? And if the file exists, it'll skip to the next segment. And if the file doesn't exist, then it will prompt you and say, okay, we're about to record some audio. Whenever you're ready, press enter to start recording. The socks command, whenever you install it, it comes with a sort of a subcommand called REC or rec, or short for record. And it records audio. By default, it will just use whatever you have set as your default input device. So if you're using a device that has, like I'm recording on a laptop right now and it's got an internal mic, but I'm using a USB headset to do the recording. So before I can record using SoloCast, I had to go into the GNOME settings and set this headset to be the default input. So whenever you run SoloCast record, it presents you the text, you get prompted, you mash enter, it launches the REC command, and starts recording from your default input. Whenever you're done, whenever you said everything you have to say that has anything to do with the text that presented on the screen, you can press Control-C to kill the record command, and then it'll present you a menu. What to do next? So real quick, coming back to the file names, if you look at the top of the Python script, there's a variable to set the SOX recording format. And I have it set to WAV. WAV works just fine. But you can change it to anything that SOX understands, so AUG or FLAC or whatever. You can change it, you can leave it as WAV, but you know, when the files are generated, it'll be like the 40 character name dot whatever is this variable is set to. So once the file is recorded, there's a small menu. You're given four options about what to do with the recording. First is play. You can play it back and listen to it. If you like it, you can hit the accept command, and that ends your sort of solo cast session. If you don't like it, you have a couple of options. One is you can press R to record it again. So if you press R, it's just like starting over. You get the text again, and it'll get the prompt to start recording, and it just records a new file with the same name. The other option is at this point, you can go ahead and do truncate silence. So, like I said, sometimes I'll just stop in the middle of recording something and just pause and sort of gather my thoughts. And if you do that, you know, you'll leave a few seconds of blank audio. So you can use after you review the audio and there's a little too much dead space in there, you can press the T command for truncate silence, and it will use SOX to truncate the silence. And then you can play it back and listen to it again. If you like it, you can hit accept. So you run SoloCast record. It records one segment. And after it records a segment, you're given the menu to record it again or accept it or truncate it. Once that's done, SoloCast will exit. It only records a single segment at a time. So when you're ready to record the next segment, you run SoloCast record again. It starts reading through the script. It will see that you've already recorded the first segment because it sees an file with a name matching the first 40 characters of the first segment. So it will look for the file for the next segment, and it just starts reading through the script until it finds a file that it doesn't have yet, and it will prompt you to record that one. So when that's all done, if you launch SoloCast and it starts reading through the script and all the files are there, it just exits. So it might be better to have a message printed but that says, hey, you recorded everything, but I don't have that yet. So now, once all that's done, all the segments are recorded, you can run the SoloCast combine step. SoloCast combine is, like I said, it just sticks all the segments together. It uses the file names that it gets from the script. So it loads the script up. It knows what files you've recorded. It knows what order they're in the script. So it puts them together in that order, combines them into a single file with the file extension that we just talked about that's in the top of the script. And then this is where it applies the noise profile. So at the very beginning, you know, we ran SoloCast silence that generated a noise profile. And then this is in the combined step is where it does the noise removal. So I haven't set it up to this point, but whenever you make all these recordings, there's a recordings subdirectory that Solocast generates and sticks all those recordings in the recording subdirectory. So whenever you're in Solocast combine, it makes a file called combine.wave or combine.whatever was set at the top. And usually when I do this, I'll still go ahead and load the combine.wave up into Audacity just to look at the waveform. And what I'm looking for is, you know, like big spikes of audio, like maybe I touch the microphone or shuffle it around on my head, or there's some clicking noises or something like that. Or I want to see if the overall volume is appropriate. So sometimes just by looking at the waveform, I can see that the volume needs to be boosted. So now that you have the combine.wave, you guys know what to do with it from there to submit it. So what's next for me? What's next for the Solocast script? So first, I've got the script in a GitLab repository, and I'll have the link to the repo in the show notes. I hope you guys look at it, and maybe there's a feature you want added, or maybe you guys are better at Python than me. So I would welcome anyone to take a look at it and submit a pull request or leave a comment in the show notes. Or the other thing that's in the GitLab repository, it's there with a license. I know one time for a HPR episode, I put a script in the show notes, but I didn't it didn't have a license attachment. So I want to be sure and offer a copy of the script with an MIT license. There are some other things I would kind of like to do with the script, potentially, with the Solocast script. One is, instead of calling the SOX binary directly, there's a Python library called PySOX. I think I could do everything with that library, but I don't know. I haven't looked at it enough, so that's something I'm thinking about doing. Another change I would like to see, or some additions I would like to see to Solocast, is better post-processing. So like I said, I still like to look at the file in Audacity to look at the overall loudness. I'm sure SOX is capable of taking a script taking a audio file and adjusting the volume to whatever is appropriate for a podcast, but I don't know how to do that. So if that's something you guys know how to do with SOX, I would definitely welcome the feedback. Another thing I like to do is turn Solocast into a Python package so you can install it via pip. And then maybe there's some different recording tools that you could use instead of SOX. I think that would be something interesting topic to explore. And then on the lastly, there were on some the HPR community news, they were discussing using FFmpeg instead of SOX to do audio processing automation. So maybe something interesting to look at is using FFmpeg instead of SOX to record audio. That's it. What a whirlwind. It was funny talking about a tool while I was using it to record the episode, talking about the tool. It was a little meta. Well, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed my ramblings, and I will see you guys next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.